This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. Today's learning is dedicated by Yedidi Rav Yitzchak Yeager, Leiloi Nishmas, his father, Rav Elisha Meir ben Rav Alexander Zusha. Today is the yard site. B'gan Eden Teimenu Chasa, Yishevi Ameos Yosher, his whole family. For Gezint, Simcha Sanachas, Abiyas Gal Tzedek. Rav Yeager is a eminent Maravitz Torah and author of many Chashiva Svarim in Halacha. So I'm sure it brings tremendous Nachas Ruach to the neshama of his father, and he should have a great Ali in Gan Eden. Okay, let's continue. We're up to Simen Samach Zayin. And the Mechaber said that if somebody's Mesupik, if he said Shema, he has to say it again and then make a bracha before and after. So we're in Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Dalad. Ula Achreha, you make a bracha after as well. Afa Gav, Daharbe Poiskim Soivrin. Many poskim hold that the first parsha is daraisa, and already the second one is midrabanan. V'yeshmena poskim shesoivrim, derak pasuk rishon hu midaraisa. V'koshekein habrachos, certainly the brachos will kli amu hu midrabanan. V'savik drabanan eino choizer. So why do you have to repeat all three parshiyos of Shema with the brachos? By the way, it's very important to know that even though we maintain primarily that all three parshas are d'oraisa, the Shita Shagas Aryeh, and as the Rambam is Mashma, but it is kedai to know that even the first pasuk, there are rishonim that hold that just the first pasuk is d'oraisa. Because, for example, if somebody is in a very compromised situation, either they're ill, or for whatever reason they're in oinus, they wake up very late, it is kedai, it does have value to say the first pasuk in a situation where you're not able to say the rest. But the kashan Mishnah Berurah has here is that why would you have to repeat all three parshiyos with the brachos when a good chunk of that is midrabanan? So says Mishnah Berurah, Yeshlomer kachi kachos atakana. That's the legislation. That's the enactment. Shekozman shekoyren. Whenever you have to say the Shema, chayiv likrois keikar hatakana uvechasa. You're mechuyev to read like the ikar takana with the brachos. Unless it's in a place that they explicitly permitted it. Kagain Hahidal Kaman Simen Kovav Sif Bez Bahaga Ayin Sham. So there are instances where the Chachamim are lenient and they say, you know what, you don't have to say it with the brachas, you don't have to say the whole thing. I don't remember that example, I'm looking it up now. For example, in Simen Kovav, Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Son who Tairasai Umanusai, like the Rashbi, he's mafsik for Shema and not for Tefillah. Or if somebody is teaching Torah to others, he does not have to stop. But the Rama says he stops and he reads the first pasuk. So even though L'chayra in that situation, he's mechayv to say all three parshiyos, including the brachos. No, he's teaching Torah. Nothing is more important than teaching Torah. We say, just say the first pasuk. But in general, the Mishnah Berurah says, whenever you have to say Shema, you got to say it with the brachos. Ulechayrim yodeya sh'amar pasuk rishon. Let's say you say, you know what? I know I said the first pasuk. I parsha rishona. L'chalecha min adeyos. Like this. Let's say, let's pick any rishon. Let's say, I'll go like the rishon that says the first pasuk is d'oraisa. Or I'll go like the rishon that says the first parsha is d'oraisa. And I know I did that. And now my suffix is that I do the rest. The suffix loim karashar, ain sarach lachzor v'likros. You don't have to go back and read it, because now you're dealing only with the suffix derabanan. Miu besimin samach dalet siv gimel v'dalet. However, in simin samach dalet siv gimel dalet, mashma shetzarach lachzor. It's mashma there. You do have to go back, because the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're mesupik, if you were mesayim the first parsha, you're not sure. You're at the end, and you say, hey, I don't know, did I finish the first parsha or the second parsha? You have to go back to the beginning of the second parsha. Why? It's only a suffix drabbanan, and I already said the first pasuk. With Tzarech Loimar, you have to say, so I would say the reason is, because now we're talking about theoretically. I want to go according to the Rishonim that say the first pasuk is Daraisa, the first parsha is Daraisa. But realistically, we're machmer that all three are Daraisa. Therefore, if you're masupik on any of Shema, you're going to have to go back and say it again. But the Mishnah Berurah says v'tzarich loymar demeikara kein techno sheyachzar, that initially they were masakin that you go back. The Dirshu points out then the Bir Halacha, he says a different reason, that since you're being oisik in Shema, and you're mechuyev in Shema, we make you go back and say even parts that may only be drabanan. Now, the heichoshu mesupik loy im amar parsha tzitzis v'gam emes v'yatziv. Let's say you're mesupik. Did I say the third parsha and emes v'yatziv? Tzarch lachzer l'kulyam. You have to go back according to everyone. The yitzias mitzrayim chayovim lahaskir medaraisa. Yitzias mitzrayim, you have to say medaraisa. Now this is a little bit of a hazy issue. What exactly do I need to say to be Yotzei remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim? Is it enough to say the last pasuk of Shema Ani Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeitz Eschem? Do you need to say Emes V'Yatziv? Don't you need to mention Makas B'Chayrois and Kriyas Yamsuf? What exactly is the biblical obligation of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the Mishnah Berurah says Ach Yesh Deos B'Zeh, there are various opinions. Deyesh Oimrim, some say Deyoymer Parshas Tzitzis V'Gam Emes V'Yatziv. Some say you should say Parshas Tzitzis and Emes V'Yatziv Dechula Chada Milsahi, because it's all one inyan. V'yeshayim D'yomer Rak Parshas Tzitzis. Some say you only have to say the third Parsha. V'yikayim B'zeh HaMitzvah D'Iraisa Shel Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Some say you should just say Parshas Tzitzis and be Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Iraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Emes V'Yatziv Ein Tzarech Leimer. Emes V'Yatziv you don't have to say. V'chein hiskim ha-shagis aryeh. And so concurs the shagis aryeh. V'kos avoy, shagis aryeh writes further, dimnase loy suffik zeba erev. Let's say you have a suffik in the evening. Now, we learned yesterday that gam b'layla in Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel, you need to mention Tzias Mitzrayim. The Prima Godim is Masupik v'tz Daraisa or Medrabanan. The Shagas Aryeh says Beferish it's Daraisa. That was yesterday's Mishnah Berurah. But now he's saying if you're Masupik in the evening, Sheni Yadayim Amar Parshat Tzitzas Berechus Emes Emuna, then Choyzer v'Oimer Emes V'Emuna. Then, just the opposite, you say Emes Emuna v'Ein Tzarch Lachzav Likos Parshat Tzitzas Misafik. You hear this? In the day, if you're Masupik about Yitzias Mitzrayim, I don't know if I said the third parsha and Emes V'Yatziv. Then you go back and you say Emes V'Yatziv. I'm sorry. If you're Masupik, if you said the third parsha and Emes V'Yatziv, some say Parsha Tzitzis and Emes V'Yatziv. Some say no, just Tzitzis. But that's during the day. Only during the day there's a shita that says just say the third parsha. In the night, everyone agrees, if you're not sure if you said the third parsha and Emes V'Emuna, you say Emes V'Emuna. Why? Isn't that interesting? In the
Emes V'Emuna says all about the Mitzrayim, Emes V'Yatziv
does. Yeah, Emes V'Yatziv does. Sure, it does. It says, Mimitzrayim Galtanu, Hashem Lekenu, Mibes Avonim Pidisanu, Kol B'Chareim Haragta. Yeah, that's all part of Emes V'Yatziv. I think the reason is, during the day, if you're Masupik on the third Parsha and Emes V'Yatziv, you might as well say the third Parsha. You'll get Yitzias Mitzrayim, you also get Tzitzis. See, during the day, there's a Chiv to say the third Parsha out the mitzvah of Tzitzis. But in the night, where there's no inyan of saying the third Parsha out Tzitzis, it's only out Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Birchas Kriya Shema is a better fulfillment of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Dirshu says, why when you're Masupik at night, you just say Emes V'Emuna, and in the day, Tzitzis? So the Shagas Aryeh says, in the morning, when you say Tzitzis, is what we said, you're Mekayim two things, Zechiras Mitzrayim, and Zechiras Mitzvahs Tzitzis. Therefore, we say, even though the Emes V'Yatziv is a better mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but you get two things by saying the third Parsha. In the night, that you're not Mechayim and Tzitzis, you're Mekayim Kriya Shema, you're not Mekayim any Indian of saying the Parsha of Tzitzis, only Yitzias Mitzrayim, Emes V'Emuna is better, and it's one of the Berachos of Kriya Shema. Now, Back to the Mishnah Berurah. V'imbari loy shekara kol shlosha parshas. You know you said all three. V'ein mesupik loy ela be'emes v'yatzav shachar zonah arvis. So you don't have to go back because I already did Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not a suffik d'oraisa anymore. Tarvayu chadina. They both have the same din. Shein sach lachzar v'loy mar misafik. You don't have to go back and repeat it misafik. Dekivan she'amar parshas tzitzis. L'kulei alma habrachas hu midrabanan. Shekvar nizgar Yitzias Mitzrayim b'parshas tzitzis. I want to point out something from the Shagas Aryeh. Again, let's get this clear. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you're mesupik in the day, if you said the third parsha and Yitzias Mitzrayim, then you could just say the third parsha of Shema. But in the night, if you're mesupik in the third parsha of Emes Emunah, go back and say Emes Emunah. Why? Because in the day, you accomplish two things with the third parsha. One is Zechiras Mitzvas Tzitzis. Question for you. What mitzvah is Zechiras Mitzvas Tzitzis? There's no mitzvah in the Torah to remember tzitzis. It's not one of the 613 mitzvahs. So, what are you accomplishing by saying the third parasha of Shema? What is this inyan of zechiras mitzvahs tzitzis? You have to say, even though it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, there's an inyan. There's a biblical inyan. We know the mitzvah is to wear tzitzis. There are Rishonim that say there's an inyan of looking at tzitzis, right? The Sefer Charedim says there's an inyan d'oraisa of looking at tzitzis. But remembering tzitzis, that I've never seen in the Rishonim, that there's a chiyuv or a mitzvah to remember tzitzis. But you see from the Shagas Aryeh that there's a significant achievement of remembering tzitzis. Okay.
Sivka. Something.
Why do we say it?
What is the third part of Krishna?
Well, on the simplest level, the third is to be Mekayim Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim.
We can say one pasuk.
So say one pasuk? Just say one pasuk. Say the two parashiyos and say one pasuk. Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik has a chiddush from the Rambam that because of that pasuk, there's a din kriya on the whole parsha. There's a din kriya on the whole parsha because of that pasuk. And that's how he understands the Rambam. But you're asking good. If the only reason to say the third parsha is for Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, or here's an afkamina, right? You're running against the clock. The Zman Kriya Shema is passing, it's passing, it's passing. And if you start with Vayoymer, you're not going to get to Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in time for the Zman Kriya Shema. Now the truth is, there is no Zman Kriya Shema for Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Should you skip the beginning and say and jump to the end?
No, Zman Kriya Yitzias Mitzrayim.
We saw yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah that the third line, by the way, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is Nimshach Achar Kach Gamkein Ad Sharavias. Look, if you remember yesterday's Mishnah Berurah, the whole Safek Imkara that is Zog Derais is only B'Shaloi Avar Zman Kriya Shema. But Avar the Zman, you don't make a bracha not before and not after it, al safek, because it's safek d'rabbanan. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, not so. Because Zman Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is Nimshach the whole day. But then he says, mi safek, you could say, Eze Pasuk Shal Yitzias Mitzrayim. He quotes a Shagas Aryeh. Enechanami, if someone after the fourth hour is Masupik about Shema, then misafek, you don't have to say the third parsha. The Mishnah Berurah says, just say a pasuk of Shema, a pasuk of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim.
So what's he talking about here? What's the difference during Zman Kriya Shema or after Zman Kriya Shema?
Because during Zman Kriya Shema, you're mechuyev to say the first two parshiyos. Once you do that, you're mechuyev to say Birchas Kriya Shema. But But after the Zman Kriya Shema, where you're not mechuyev to say the three parashiyos, so then maybe you're not mechuyev to say the brachos. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Katan Hey. If you know you said Shema, now you're mesupik. If you made the brachos, then you don't say the brachos, it's a sarg d'rabbanan. It says Mishnah Dusu Havalei d'rabbanan, afilu berachas emes v'yatsev, usveka l'kula. Misafik were mekel. What if you know for sure you didn't say Shema, but you might have said the brachos? So I would have said, well, if I know for sure I didn't say Shema and I'm a suffix about the brachos, then I should have to say Shema with the brachos. Because anytime you're mechuyev to say Shema, you have to say it with the brachos. The Dershu brings down, no, say Shema without the brachos. It's only if you're mesupik on Kriya Shema and the brachos, you're chuzer for the brachos. I wouldn't agree with that. But who am I? I don't agree with that. The Mishnah Berurah said a klal before that even though many poskim hold Parsha Rishon as Dairaisa, but the Chana, the Kiryas Chana says that's if I'm mesupik about Shema and the Brachais. But if I know I didn't say Shema and I'm only mesupik about the Brachais, then I would say Shema without the Brachais. But the Berhetev brings down Machloikis Achroinim that the Ginas Vradim says that you don't say the first bracha of Kriya Shema, but you say the second one. And the Pri Ha'aretz says you say even the first one. Interesting. Okay, Vayter. Vim Yodea Sha'amar Emes V'yatzev, Ein Ezochem Kar Kriya Shema. Let's say you know you said Emes V'yatzev, and you don't remember if you said Shema. I don't know what that guy was, you know, what this guy's on, that he said Emes V'yatzev, and he can't remember if he said Shema. Das El Yerabba De'in Echoizer. The Eliyahu Rabbi says, you don't go back. Where the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're Mesupik, if you're holding an Uchsavtam, or the first or second parsha, you go to the first. But if you already said Laman Yirbu, that's Muchach, that you're in the second. So the Prima Gadam says, not a good Raya, because there, where you're in the second parsha, it's a Safik Drabanan. But here, where you don't know if you said Shema, it's the Savik Dairaisa, Ayin B'Prima Gadam. Rabbi Yisai, that concludes Simen Samach Zayin. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, Simen Samach Ches. Have an amazing day, everyone. Shkoyach. What?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.